some of you were the child that was in that belly. And you're, whatever the situation was, you weren't wanted. And you were already picking up that you were not wanted, that you were a burden, that you were causing a lot of trouble, that you weren't the right gender, or it wasn't the time for a baby, or there was a major marital problems, and you were not the answer. The Lord says, some of you were damaged, even in the womb. I want you to put your hands on your stomach. If you know this isn't you, fine. But if you think it might be you. Because there might be somebody who knows you were so wanted, you know what I mean? I want you to see those hands. That's the Lord. That's the Lord putting his hands on that stomach that you were in at one time.
I can trust in you.
Won't you let God to begin to heal any damage at that time? The Lord would say, don't listen to the lies of the enemy. You're not a mistake. You're being wonderfully made even now. I have an awesome plan for your life. I paid the price at Calvary to heal you from all this pain. I'm going to heal you now. You're coming to me in faith right now, and I'm healing where you were damaged. And I speak right now into even the very beginning stages of life, and I speak wholeness in the name of Jesus. I speak the love of Jesus to cover the sin. I speak the love of Jesus to cover the rejection. I speak the love of Jesus to cover the abandonment. I speak the love of Jesus to cover any attempted abortion and major fear that I wasn't wanted or my life was trying to be taken from me, where there was wishes that there was miscarriage, where there was wishes for miscarriage even, where there were thoughts of abortion, where a spirit of death and fear has gotten into your very existence and you don't know why. Whew. Spirits of suicide because you think your life isn't worth anything, because ever since you were born you felt like there was nothing worthy about you. I speak right now against these lies. I break the power of those lies that damaged you from the very core of your being, and I speak the truth of Jesus into that place. You are wonderfully made. He knew, the Bible says he knew every one of your days. They've been counted. And we just speak what we want every one of those days. Would you say, Lord Jesus, I break the power of the fear of dying, of suicide, of feeling like I should have never been born. I break that lie right now. And I embrace life. And I embrace you, Lord, as my healer. And I speak to my spirit man. And I speak to any child in me. You rise up and become that person of God that I know that I am. I command you to merge into oneness and wholeness with who I am in Christ. And I break the power of the lies. And I command any spirits involved to leave. They have no authority. In Jesus' name. Now I see the labor room. And this generic mom, she represents everybody's mom. She's just had this baby. And we're... there should be great joy. For some of you, your spirit picked up that you weren't wanted. You were not the right sex. There was something wrong with you. you didn't look the way they were expecting, or something had happened, even in labor, to make you not feel loved. And I feel the Lord now coming and taking you out of that mother's arms. Because I felt like you were in the mother's arms, but the whole time she was not bonding with you. She was not able to connect with you. She was, some of you, she was hating you. You were a big problem. Here you were, and what was she going to do? You picked up on that. I see the Lord coming over to this mother who doesn't want this baby for whatever reason. Maybe there's no father. Maybe there was just an argument. Whatever. Maybe they can't afford you. Maybe they wanted the other sex. Whatever it is, once you see that mother holding that baby, if you feel like it's you, if not, just let God heal whatever could have happened. Maybe a nurse said something. I see the Lord coming and taking that baby very gently out of the mother's arms and putting it in his arms. I see the Lord looking down at the baby saying, oh, there's a whole life ahead of you. The enemy's trying to steal you from me. He's trying to take your life. He's trying to take your joy. But I died for you. I paid a price for you years ago. And I'm going to get you one day. And I'm going to heal all this. The Lord would say, now's the day. And I just speak healing to that baby, to that infant that felt abandoned, unloved, and unwanted. I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. I speak the healing of God. I speak that, Lord, these your children would feel your arms around them, cradling them, protecting them, making them feel loved right now in the name of Jesus. Maybe where they felt the parents were just afraid. Maybe they bought lies. They couldn't be a good parent. Maybe somebody was trying to take the baby. Lord, whatever it is, right now we just speak the peace of God into this baby. We speak the peace of God into these children that are, these infants that are bound. And some of the women and men sitting here tonight, Lord. And we speak wholeness in the name of Jesus. We speak wholeness in the name of Jesus. We speak wholeness. I want you to just see Jesus looking at that baby going, you are the apple of my eye. I have an awesome plan for your life. I am so excited about your birth. There's a journey ahead for you, and you're going to find me. You are mine. You are precious to me. And I speak right now to those babies in the infant stages that are bound in these people, Lord, that that baby right now would receive the love and the power of God in Jesus' name. Receive the love and the power of God in Jesus' name, and right now merge into wholeness with who they are in Christ. I speak healing and wholeness now in the name of Jesus. Healing and wholeness in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I see the baby on the floor crawling, beginning to get in things. And some of you, parents had to work. They weren't there for you. And you weren't cared for. You felt abandoned. You felt left alone. Some of you were just left alone for hours and hours. Some of you went through situations where there was fighting all around you. This was a very rough time for your parents, for whatever reason. And you felt something was wrong with you. Lord, whatever the situation was where the enemy would come and hurt these spirits, the babies, these your children, and start to make them feel unloved and unprotected, insecure. At an early age, Lord, where they had to try to get attention with manipulation, control, whatever. Lord, we ask you to come into this situation. I see the Lord now on his hands and knees, just kind of crawling beside you going, you are so cute. You are so special. I see the Lord just picking this little baby up under his arms, and Lord's laying on his back, and he's just holding him up going, I love you. Receive my love now. I will never abandon you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. You are mine. and Satan's going to take you on a journey, and with free will I can't stop it. But I want you to know I paid the price to heal you. And so, Father, right now we receive that healing. We see ourselves as that baby lifted up right above your face with our Daddy God smiling at us, with our Lord and Savior looking at us. And we receive that healing right now. We receive that wholeness right now. We receive that revelation that we are greatly loved and protected and secure because of what you paid for Calvary, Lord, and because of your faithful love, because of your faithfulness. We receive that right now in the name of Jesus. We receive it into these little tiny babies, these little toddlers. We receive it right now in the name of Jesus. We speak wholeness to that whole area of their life. Now I see the little baby trying to walk, but in some cases I even see abuse now. I see where they purposely gave the baby beer and made him sick. I see where they purposely gave the little toddler, the walking, just starting to walk, where they would purposely let him fall or let her fall. I see where they were left alone in dirty diapers. I see where they were spanked because they wouldn't get potty trained when it was way too young for them to understand. I see a lot of screaming in some of your lives, a lot of screams and demands. Whew. That's at this age. Many begin to think they couldn't trust anyone. Many of you begin to go inward. You begin to just say, I can't trust anyone. You didn't even know what was going on, but you knew that it could be painful just to try to walk. It could be painful just to be there. It could be painful to try to communicate, that you were spanked for just crying. You were hit for just trying because you were uncomfortable. You didn't understand it. I see the Lord coming along, and he's taking your hand, and he's saying, walk with me. I won't let you fall. Walk with me. I won't trip you. Walk with me. I won't hurt you. Walk with me. You can trust me. You can walk with me. You're my son. You're my daughter. You belong to me, and I will take care of you. And I speak right now to these young children as they walk beside the Lord right now, Lord, that you would heal that part of their life. You would heal their spirit. You would heal their soul right now in the name of Jesus, that they would rise up into this mighty man and women, these mighty men and women of God that you've called them to be. And we speak wholeness right now in Jesus' name. We speak love. Where they were beginning to think that they weren't as loved, or somebody else was loved more, or something was wrong with them. We break the power of that lie right now. We speak wholeness, that you are special. You are so special to God. You are perfect to God. You are wonderfully made. He loves you. He's proud of you. The enemy's trying to steal that from you, but God says right now, receive it. Receive wholeness in your spirit. Receive wholeness where you were damaged. Receive wholeness in the things you can't remember. Receive wholeness in the name of Jesus, in the things where the enemy would try to destroy you, where you've been trying to cope all your life and you couldn't even figure out why. God says he speaks wholeness right now. And so, Father, we just take it all the way to that child who's even 2 or 3 years old, Lord, who can talk now, who can hold a bottle now, who can do these things, but Lord, who in that time begin to get abused, begin to have rage around them, begin to see that it wasn't fair, begin to see that manipulation would work, begin to see that they weren't secure, begin to see that there were issues. Some of you went through divorces at that time, and we became very insecure. Some of you, there was a lot of fighting. There was a lot of arguing at that time. Now you're beginning to be criticized. Now you're beginning to be told, you know, compared, and all these things are happening. And there's a lot of hurt and lies going on in many of you. And I see the Lord with a ball in his hand, and he's saying, come play with me. Come play with me. Walk away from it. Walk away from what the enemy's doing. Let it all freeze. It's almost like frozen scenes of yelling parents, parents spanking, parents crying, people not being there, babysitters, daycare, all the things. And I just see the Lord just like making it all freeze around you like a play or something. Everything's frozen. The daycare workers are frozen. The parents screaming are frozen. Anything that happened to you, if you were in the hospital at that time, if you were sick, if something happened and you were isolated or you were taken out of where you felt comfortable, I see it all freezing. And I see you looking up in the midst of wherever you are in your situation. All the things that could happen to you frozen right now in the name of Jesus. And you're looking almost down a tunnel of all these frozen people and things all along the path of life at the ages and the things you can't remember or were blocked out. even beyond the years, but you just can't remember them because of a coping mechanism. I see all those things. It's like a long tunnel of things that came to damage you. And I see the Lord at the other end of the tunnel with a ball, throwing it, going, come on, come and play with me. Come and play where it's safe. Come where you're loved. Come and receive my love. Don't let the enemy destroy you. Don't let him destroy you. All these scenes, all these horrible things that are happening around you, all these things from various degrees were sent by the enemy to stop you from finding me. From finding me as the one you could trust, from finding me as the one you could love, from finding me as the one who would even marry you one day, from finding me as everything you need. See, I am everything to you. I am all that you need. You don't need that parent's love. You don't need those siblings to understand you. You don't need those teachers to understand you. You don't need church people to understand you. All you need is me. I want to set you free tonight to know that all you ever needed was me, and I've always been here. I've never left you. I've never forsaken you. I've never abandoned you. But I had to wait till you chose to find me. Come and get the ball. Because if you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. If you will begin to crawl, just begin to crawl, just begin to walk through this maze of hurt and pain, the Lord says, I will run to you. And I see the Lord standing up now and running to that small you that's beginning to waddle down, saying, please, just take all the pain, take all the hurt, be everything to me. And I see the Lord running to you, grabbing you as that little child and swinging you around, saying, you are so awesome and so precious. I restore your childhood right now in Jesus' name. I restore your teenage years in Jesus' name. I restore your young years in Jesus' name. I restore everything that the canker worm and the load. Locust is stolen. I restore everything right now. I bring healing and wholeness right now. Receive from me right now your healing. I'm pouring out my anointing right now. I'm touching you right now in the name of Jesus. I'm touching you and I'm speaking wholeness in the name of Jesus. And we speak right now in the name of Jesus that every place that these little children are lodged in our personalities and in our souls and in our spirits, right now we speak healing and wholeness. And you are to merge with the oneness of who they are in Christ. That they are mighty and powerful in Christ. That they are secure in Christ. They are protected in Christ. That they can trust you, Lord. That they can trust you with every area of their life. And I speak wholeness right now in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to break every yoke and bring complete healing in Jesus' name. Break every yoke, Lord, and bring complete healing in Jesus' name. Father, you love each of us. Father, we are precious to you. Father, just bring wholeness and healing right now in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you for what you're doing. Father, bring your healing right now in Jesus' mighty name. Bring your wholeness right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, make us one with you. Make us complete in you in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we just thank you for what you're doing. We give you praise, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, to every area where there's ever been pain or hurt, that you would come in now, Lord, and you would bring wholeness in Jesus' mighty name. God, that you would bring wholeness in Jesus' mighty name in all these areas, Father. That you would heal us, Lord. That you would just heal us, Lord. That you would just bring complete healing now. Deep, deep healing. Supernatural healing, Lord. That you are the God that heals us, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to bring healing, complete healing right now, Lord. And Father, it would be your hand touching us. It would be your hand calling us to you. It would be your hand making this real for us, Lord. We just thank you for that. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. We give you praise and glory. We just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Lord. Just bring complete healing in every area where the enemy came in to steal from us. The security and the protection of our God. We just claim it right now for Jesus' name. We just claim it right now for Jesus' name. We claim it right now for Jesus' name. We claim it right now for Jesus' name. Lord, heal Anthony in every area, Lord. Every area, Lord, that he can't even remember where he was ever hurt, Lord. Every area where he ever felt abandoned. Every area, Lord, where he didn't know you, Lord. We ask you to heal him right now. Heal that little boy, Lord. Just heal him. Let him know how much you love him. Let him know how loved he is. And Father, that you would bring wholeness to him right now in Jesus' name. That he's going to be a mighty man of God. A mighty man of God. for your purposes, Lord, that you have something great for his life, that he's very special. God, you would heal him in every area where he just needs you. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Where are you going?
Lord, this armless man, God, we just ask you right now, any other areas of his life that weren't made whole, that you would just heal him right now completely. I thank you for what you're doing. Lord, we just give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. God, I thank you for your anointing. I thank you, Lord, that we can just reach out and touch you. And we just give you praise and glory in Jesus' name.
Some of you have been fighting that ground war for a very long time. Sticking out your fists and fighting. God wants to take you to new places.
This is a wild song.